following on in our series, The Spiritual Family, is the spiritual family obeys God. And if you're following your notes, or if you've got one of the integrate booklets for the younger children, this is going to be our Bible quote for today. I'm going to read it to you. So if you've got one of the booklets, then you can fill in the blanks that you need to complete that verse. Matthew chapter 12, verse 50 says this: "For whoever does the will of my Father," so who's speaking in this verse? It's Jesus Christ. "Whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, by believing in me and following me, is my brother, my sister, and my mother." Let me give you a little bit of a picture. Jesus was busy doing what his Father had told him to do. He was telling people about God. And he was in this place, and it was so crowded that his mother and his brothers were outside, and they wanted to get to see him, and they couldn't get close to him because people were crowding around Jesus. It'd be amazing, wouldn't it, if church service was like that, that you couldn't get in, or you had to get here at least on time, or maybe 10 minutes early, or 15 minutes early, or 30 minutes early, because if you didn't, well, you had to sit in an overflow room. Wouldn't that be amazing? Can we believe for that? I think so. And this is what happened with Jesus. And the disciples came to him and said, "Oh, your family are outside." And Jesus said, "I want you to know who my family are. Those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven, that's who my family is. Those are my brothers, my sisters, my mother." Our title is this: The Spiritual Family Obeys God. Now, I want you to help me, especially younger ones. Are you looking? Imagine that I want to do some writing, not on a computer, but I want to do some writing on a piece of paper. What would you suggest that I use? Shout out. A bicycle? A pen? Like this? Absolutely. Why would I use a pen? Why would I not use a bicycle? A bicycle has wheels and you can't write with a bicycle. What do you do with a pen? You write or you draw. That's what pens do. Yeah? What about if I want to call my wife? I want to speak to her and she's in another country. What would I use? Skype. Caught me out. I've loaded Skype onto my phone. You always fall down when you use illustrations. Why would I use my phone to speak to my wife? Say again. It's designed for that purpose. Even iPhones work that way. That's what a phone does. If you want to speak to somebody and they have another phone and they're not with you, you use your phone. If you want to write a letter, you use a pen. That's what they do. They're designed to. They're made that way. We're going to learn something today about the family, the spiritual family, which is so simple and yet so powerful. And Jesus tells us the spiritual family, my brothers, my sisters, what they do is they obey my Father in heaven. If you want to know if a person is a member of the family of God, you can tell it. You can tell if they are, because if they are, they will obey Father God. Why? Because that is what a Christian does. That is what somebody who is in the family of God, who is in the spiritual family, that's what they do. It's what they've been designed to do. We're going to be talking a little bit later as to how we can do that. But first of all, we need to learn this. This is what the spiritual family does. This is what we do when we are brothers and sisters of Jesus, when we're in God's family. We obey what the Father in heaven tells us to do. It's not complicated. It's not something we think, now, do I want to? Am I able to? Is it possible? Now, my friends, God's word says that's what we do. If you want to write a letter, you don't pick up the pen and think, I wonder if it's any use. I wonder if it will do what I want it to do. You know that a pen will help you write. God says, a person who is a part of the family of God, part of the spiritual family, this is what they do. They obey what God says. How amazing is that? Come on. This is beautiful. You know, some people think that being a Christian is so complicated. But when we read God's word and we believe what God says about us, we find it's really simple. Really simple. You see, when we know that God says those that are in his family obey him, it makes reading the word of God so much easier. Because we know that we just read it and we obey it. Why? Because we're Christians. We listen to God and we obey him. Why? Because we're Christians. That's what people in the spiritual family do. Isn't that beautifully simple? I've got 5 points today. So if you're following the adult notes, really easy, really quick. First one is a question. Who is in the spiritual family? You see, the sad thing is, not everybody is. Not everybody is in the spiritual family. This is what the Bible says, Romans chapter 8. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. And now we call him Abba, Father. You see, this is the beautiful thing about God. He loved us and he loves us so much that he desires for every single human being to be his child. But not everybody is. When we believe in Jesus Christ, when we believe that he is our Savior and that he saves us from our sin, God does an amazing thing. In fact, he does a lot of amazing things. But when we believe in Jesus, what he does is that he takes our sinful, dirty heart and he takes it right away and he gives us a brand new one. And that new heart that we have means now that we can come close to God, so close that we can actually, and we do actually, become his children. He adopts us. He makes us his children. And he becomes our papa. He never stops being amazing almighty God. But he also becomes our father. So those who are in the spiritual family are those for whom God has become their father, and they have become his child. Second question, what do members of the family, of God's family, do? We've looked at one thing today. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, by believing in me and following me, is my brother and sister. What do members of God's family do? They obey him. Now, let's just be honest, whether we're young or whether we're old here today, not all of us find obeying easy. Yeah? Some of us have a little bit of a problem with that. Some of us, when we're given an instruction, maybe our parents ask us to do something. I used to hate cleaning my room. And my mum had to persuade me very strongly. And when it came to cleaning my room, when my mother asked me, would I clean it? My preference was not to obey. I don't think any of you have ever been like that. Sometimes when we're grown up and we have certain instructions that are being given to us, when we don't like those instructions, sometimes we struggle to obey. Some of us, we don't like those little round metal signs that appear on the road every now and then that say 100. Some of us think that that's the minimum speed that we should drive at. But actually, what it is the maximum speed. See, I've just saved some of you tons of money in fines because you didn't realize that the instruction was to go no faster than 100. Some of us don't like that. We like to see how fast our cars or our motorcycles will go. We don't necessarily enjoy or like to obey. And those are sometimes the ways that we relate humanly with one another. And we may feel that an instruction that has been given to us, whether it is cleaning our room or whether it is limiting how fast we drive, we may not agree with it. We may think that our parents are just being crazy critical when they keep asking us to tidy my room. But my room is tidy. And we may not feel that those that make the laws of our nation have made the right laws. And we may feel that we have better ideas. I'm perfectly safe driving as fast as I want to. And sometimes we disobey because we don't fully trust the person who has given us the instruction. Now, when we take that way of responding and we try to live that way in our relationship with God, we're going to find that we miss out. We miss out because God and all of his ways are always perfect. Every instruction, even the ones you don't like, every instruction God gives us is because he is good and he is truth, and it's to bring us life. And that's why Jesus said, when you come into this family, when you become, Jesus would say, my brother, my sister, then the natural thing for you to do is obey what my Father in heaven tells you to do. And Jesus was able to say that because he knew his Father. He knew his Father. My friends, we cannot be a Christian and not know God. Being a Christian is not just a case of following a set of rules and laws and instructions. Primarily, being a Christian is knowing God and knowing Him as our perfect Heavenly Father. And I want to tell you this morning, as you read your Bible, and as you talk to God, and as you listen to Him, there's going to be some things that perhaps you don't understand. There sure is for me. There's going to be some things that you think, is that right? I remember a long time ago, God spoke to me as I read some verses in the book of Matthew. And the verses say something like this: if you forgive others, my Heavenly Father will forgive you. If you do not forgive others, my Father in heaven cannot forgive you. And as I read that, I thought, I don't like that. I don't like that. And I'll tell you why I didn't like it. Because I had unforgiveness in my heart. And I felt like it was okay for that to be there, because somebody had hurt me. And I didn't instantly agree with what God was saying to me. And my friends, there's going to be times when we don't understand it. We may not instantly agree with it. We may not be able to explain it. But we must never forget this truth, that every word that God speaks comes from His perfect, perfect heart of love towards us. And it is always for our best. What do members of God's family do? They obey what the Father says. It's the way they're made. It's the way we're designed. Number three, what is the purpose? Here's an interesting question. I thought we'd talk about this and just remind ourselves about this. What is the purpose of this series that we're going through in this five-week integrate? The series is called The Spiritual Family. Here's the purpose: to help us know how to take God's word and apply it to our everyday life. You know, sometimes I think that we maybe think that God's word only applies to us on Sundays. Sounds silly when you say it, but it's amazing how many times we can be in a service and we can sing worship and praise songs and we're making statements and declarations of how great God is and how unshakable and immovable and unchanging He is, and how every word He speaks is truth. We do it so easy when we come together for a church service. And yet on Monday morning, when we hit school, or we hit our workplace, or even before we get there and we get on a subway and something happens, we miss our connection, man, our whole life falls to pieces. And suddenly this God that 24 hours ago was unshakable, unchangeable, almighty, where is He? And sometimes God's word seems only to be applicable on a Sunday. Or we're reading God's word and it seems to make so much sense to us when somebody is explaining it to us. And we believe it. We agree with it. If we're feeling really brave on a Sunday morning, we shout out, amen, or hallelujah, or praise the Lord. And yet we hit a life circumstance through the week, and it seems as though God's word doesn't seem to have so much impact on us. What this series is all about is enabling us not just to know what God says, but to apply it to our lives. The Bible says that those who are in the spiritual family of God obey what God the Father says. So today, that's what we're talking about. How do we do that? If this is God's word to us, how do we do it? You see, Jesus said in John chapter 14, if you love me, if you love me, do you love Jesus? It's easy to say, isn't it? It maybe feels the right thing to say. But Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. And when you study that phrase, when you study it in the original language that it was written in, it doesn't say, you will obey some of my commandments, or the ones that you like, or the ones that you find easy. The suggestion, the implication, is that if we love Jesus, we'll keep all his commandments. Not because he is a dictator, not because he seeks to rule over us and tell us what we should do for his gain, but because he loves us so much that every word that he speaks to us is a word of blessing and life and freedom and strength and purpose to us. And that is the purpose of this series, to enable us to know how to apply God's word to our everyday life. Now, how is it possible? I guess this is kind of the real center of our message this morning. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And we can sit here and listen to this message today, think, yeah, but how? And we may say that because perhaps we've tried to keep them and we've failed. I'm not going to ask you to put your hands up, but just question in your own heart, have you ever yourself tried to keep God's commands and failed? My guess is that most of us would say, yeah, you're talking about me, Pastor. So how on earth can we do it if God's people are recognized because they obey what the Father says? And if Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, how can we do it? Good question. Great question. And praise God, Jesus answers it. I'm going to show you how he does it. John chapter 14. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate or helper. You may remember a few months ago, we talked about the Holy Spirit as our advocate or our helper, the one who will always speak God's truth to us and empower us to do it. He says, Jesus said, I will ask the Father and he will give you the Holy Spirit and he will never leave you. He is the Spirit of God who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him. What does it mean by the world? The world means those who don't know Jesus as their Savior. Those who are still sinners. Jesus said, those people cannot know, cannot receive him, because they are not looking for him and they don't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you and later will be in you. Jesus was talking to his disciples before the Holy Spirit had been given to dwell in us. Today, the Spirit of God dwells in us. Jesus said, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. My friends, it is true. On our own, we cannot obey all God says. It's not possible. It's not humanly possible to do it. And God knew this. And that's why he has given us his Holy Spirit. He is able to empower us to do all that God commands us. Everything. And what do? We listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit because, as we just read, he will always lead you into all truth. All we need to do is listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and keep our hearts surrendered to him. What does that mean? You know, sometimes you can even hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, maybe not with your human ears, but with your heart. You can hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you, and your mind says, that can't be so. That's not true. It hasn't worked so far. And our mind can talk us out of following God. A surrendered heart is one that says, okay, mind, so you don't understand how you can forgive. You don't understand how you can love. You don't understand how you can follow. But we're going to listen to what the voice of the Holy Spirit says. And we choose, because we are part of God's family, our default is to choose to listen and obey what God has said. Not in our own strength, but depending and relying completely upon the power of the Holy Spirit. Last point, almost done. How can we help each other practically apply this truth every day? What does that mean? How can we, as members of God's family, the spiritual family, help one another to every day listen and follow and obey what God says to us? I want to take you to a story. I know that Young Ho has been speaking to you over the last 2 weeks in the messages and using the story out of the book of Joshua and the life of Joshua. And I would encourage you, as he has, to read that book. It's just an amazing book that shows us what God will do through the life of people who are willing to let God be their everything. And this part that I want to remind you about is towards the end of Joshua's life, when Joshua took over leading God's people. God spoke to him. You can read this in Joshua chapter 1. And God didn't just speak to him once. Over and over again, God said to Joshua, now, you're going to lead my people. Do not let my word depart from you. Don't wander from it. Don't stray to the left or to the right, but keep my word completely and always in front of you and do what I tell you to do. And if you do, you will succeed. And Joshua did. Man, God spoke some incredible things to Joshua as he led the people of God into the promised land. You read it. I mean, we would maybe call them crazy things, but God said it, Joshua believed it, and God did it. This huge city wall. How many of you have been on Suwon Fortress Wall? Yeah? You were there just yesterday. How about that? Yeah. Compared to that, this wall of Jericho, huge. And God caused it to collapse. Read it in Joshua and see what God told them to do. So this is what God said to Joshua. While you're following me, while you're leading my people, always do what I tell you. Don't let my word depart from you. So Joshua did this. And towards the end of his life, he said this to those that were going to be left behind. So be very careful. I'm now reading this. Be very careful to follow everything written in the book of the law of Moses. Do not deviate from it, turning either to the right or to the left. Make sure that you do not associate with other people still remaining in the land of Canaan. Do not even mention the names of their gods. Wow, that would change some of our conversations. What if if God said to us, you're not allowed to mention the names of any of the gods in this world. And I'm not just talking about Buddha and Allah. I'm talking about those idols. And Young Ho spoke to us about those idols, things that we depend upon and believe in instead of God. What if we couldn't talk about anything like that? That would mean we couldn't talk about money. We couldn't talk about jobs. We couldn't talk about pursuits and ambitions. This is what Joshua said. You're coming into the land of Canaan and there are some false gods there. Don't talk about them. Don't mention them. Much less swear by them or serve them or worship them. Rather, cling tightly to the Lord your God as you have done so until now. How do we help and encourage one another to obey our Heavenly Father? Just like this. In our conversations with one another, we encourage each other to listen and to follow and to obey what God has said. In our families, our natural families. Hey, I want to encourage you as families, you have these booklets. Take them home and go over them together. Read through them together. Parents, see what your children have written down as to what God spoke to them today. Talk to them about the words they didn't understand, the things that they heard but didn't know what it meant. What worship song that was really important to them. Get involved in these conversations. This is how we encourage one another to walk and to live every day as the family of God, by reminding one another what God has said to us. I want to close by reading this verse out of Ephesians 4. Speak the truth in love to one another. And in doing so, we will grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, my brothers and my sisters are those who hear my Heavenly Father and do what He says. Let's be people of God who encourage one another to follow after Him with all our hearts, obeying Him, even when we don't understand. And listen, even when we may not with our human minds agree, let us be people who are always encouraging one another, our children, our friends, our husband, our wife, our brothers and sisters in the Lord, encouraging one another. What has God said to you? What does God's word say? When you get stuck, don't go Googling it. Search the word of God. Because in God's word is life and truth and freedom and strength and purpose to everyone that will hear. Amen.